BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily while we do the Radio 1 breakfast show. On today's show, Chris goes to the men's showers at the BBC to try and wake them up with a bit of Saint Motel, my type. We talk about the Great British Bake Off Bincident. It's just cakes. A brand new game using celebrity tweets and our friend Luke Kempner off of Impressions. And Caroline Flack announces she's doing Strictly Come Dancing and gets absolutely owned on Bingo.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1. Scott Mills.
Oof. Good morning. What day is it, please?
It's Thursday.
What?
Yeah.
So we've got two of these left.
Yes.
Today and tomorrow being
today,
Friday.
Right.
Right. And then Grimmy's back on Monday. Oh, Chris, I've got so much to tell you about what happened yesterday.
So what was yesterday? Were you filming the advert for Strictly Come Dancing?
It's not an advert.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
BBC. It's a trailer for Strictly Come Dancing. You're not allowed to call it an advert. They hate that.
No?
No. We don't have adverts here. Yeah.
So how was the trailer?
It was amazing. I have now met all of the people that are doing Strictly this year, and not all of them have been announced, so a little bit tired today. Don't try and trip me up, because it's difficult for me now to work out who has been announced and who hasn't, especially this early. Don't quiz me. However, look at this. Here's my dancing shoes. Yes. Just brought them with me.
Oh my word, they're shiny, aren't they?
Aren't they, look? And look, don't say it, but there's my code word in them.
Right, okay.
So that's normal.
Do you refer to the other celebrities as their code name or their real name?
Mostly code name at the moment.
Do you? It must be very exciting for you all. But those are very shiny shoes.
Good morning, Eagle, I say to them.
And who else?
Good morning, Scorpion.
Have you got a gecko there?
No.
No?
But I do have a pair of ladies' shoes.
Whose are they?
Pixie Lott's.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, actually, I saw this on Twitter. Why have you got her shoes?
Because she forgot them. So I've been... Because I'm obviously very responsible and would remember them to bring them in.
Why are you holding them like that? You look like you're about to give them a sniff.
I'm really not, but I've got to take them to her later.
This is BBC Radio 1.
That was Macklemore and Can't Hold Us on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Scott Mills here.
Pixie Lott's shoes. Discuss what we can do with them.
Nothing. They're going to remain in the bag that I have them in, and I'm going to return them to their rightful owner this morning. Do you think it was a mistake that the Strictly people were giving me her shoes?
I just think it's a fantastic opportunity for us.
What way?
Well, day one, and we've already got these amazing opportunities.
It is literally day one, and something has already presented itself to us.
When I was at uni, we used to do some of these games, of an evening before we went out.
Right.
And one of the punishments was doing a drink through a shoe.
Yes.
Now, I think it would be kind of an honour to maybe just have my coffee through her
no.
shoe.
No. You'll ruin them.
But it does feel like the right... We should definitely do something. I don't know why you've been so protective.
I've actually been drinking Chardonnay from them all night.
Oh, come on, Mills. Well, what can we do?
There's so many lads as well on my Twitter when I tweeted about, I've got Pixie Lott shoes, I got her bra as well. It's like, oh, don't be so disgusted. Mm. Or, I'll take them round to her if you want, if she needs them before the morning, etc., etc., etc.
I mean, we've just taken a picture of you with the shoes, which should go up on the...
I'm not even allowed... I'm not sure whether I'm allowed to take a picture of her shoes. Is that a secret?
No, you're looking after the shoes. They're in your possession. They're in your control.
Also, it's not much of a plot spoiler, is it? Pixie Lott wears shoe to Strictly Come Dancing. I mean, they're kind of standard dance shoes.
I mean,
you're not drinking through them, though.
I know we're limited, but I'm not sure what else we can really do with them.
No, I know. BBC Radio 1, this is 10 Walls and Walking with Elephants on breakfast at 6:52. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing?
Good.
Oh. Hello? Come back to your phone.
I am.
Oh, there you are. Right, now talking to that bit at the bottom, yeah. How can I help?
Well, I've just come up with an idea for Pixie Lott's shoe.
Yes.
All right, I was thinking, why don't you, just with one of them, fill it up with water and then put it in the freezer so that the water freezes? And then just before you're going to give them back to her, take it out, wipe off all like the ice and everything like that. Give them back to her, and then she'll find she can't put her foot in the shoe because there's ice, like obviously ice is frozen in it.
Right. Well, where did you get this idea, please?
Oh, we used to do it at uni all the time to our friends before we were going on a night out.
Right. Does it have a name?
It's called iceberging, is what we used to call it.
Right. Okay. So then the person cannot walk in the shoe.
Yeah, they tried to put it on just before about to leave, like when the taxis arrived. They can't put their foot in the shoe, and then we'd all point and laugh and shout iceberg at them, and then they, you know, they're a bit annoyed because they can't put their foot in the shoe.
But do you know what? That would make the hours fly by at Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, you should definitely do it.
But here's the thing. I do have Pixie Lott's shoes because she forgot them, but I wouldn't want her to sabotage in the competition. No, I couldn't do that. I mean, she's a contestant, fair and square. I'm not going to play dirty.
I think it's a great idea. I say we do it.
I think you should do it.
No, I want you to wear them, Chris.
You just said this to me. I'm not wearing, like...
Naomi, what do you think?
I think Chris should wear them.
I do. Like, he thinks it's going to be taken massively out of context and then it'll just be a picture of him wearing a woman's shoe. But, I'll put all the detail on Twitter and Facebook and everything. It won't just be a picture. I'll say, here's Chris and Pixie Lott's shoes.
Yeah, he's wearing Pixie Lott's shoes rather than just generic...
Some woman's shoes,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a friend that does that sometimes, haven't we?
We have.
On a night out, because he's the same size as most of our girlfriends.
Well, there you go, then.
Yeah, but it's not something like that, Chris. I just, like, we'll put it nicely on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not letting you drink through them. Thanks, Naomi!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks, you?
Yeah, right, what's going on?
I'm at work.
What do you do?
I work in a cafe. Well, I run a cafe. But I make all the bread and all the cake and all the everything.
And everything. Whereabouts is this?
All the everything. Just outside Lincoln.
Okay. Now, you know what Real No Real's all about, don't you?
I certainly do.
We give you four facts, some absolutely made up. Some are real. You've just got to work it out and have a chat with us as to why you think it's real or no real, okay?
Okay.
Here we go then, number one.
The Times newspaper is so old school that their new offices play the sound of clacking typewriters from the 1950s into the newsroom from a loudspeaker.
Oh, nice effect. I saw someone the other night who had an app on their phones that when they write, it's like a typewriter.
What, so like this? That's annoying, though, if they're typing it on their phone, like if they're typing out a text. Super annoying.
Yeah, and also, why have they got their keyboard sounds on anyway? Because that's just annoying full stop.
Yeah, it really is. Off of my mum.
The idea of a whole newsroom doing it, though, is quite cool. Like, playing in the sound. Because that, for me, it should sound like that.
At a newspaper.
Yeah.
No.
So they play the sound of clacking typewriters off of the 50s into their newsroom from a loudspeaker at the Times. What are we saying about this?
I'm saying no real.
It would be really, really frustrating after a while.
I think imagine that all day, every day. You just have a constant headache.
I think it's a nice idea. I just, I don't know why they would really do this. So, no real.
That one is real.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Bosses at the Times are playing the sound into the office to create a productive atmosphere. And next,
CJ from Eggheads gets so bored while episodes are being filmed that he plays online chess on his phone under the desk.
Which one's CJ?
I love CJ. Oh, what is the best way to describe him? He's the one, he always looks annoyed. He always looks like he's above everyone. He's really smarmy.
He's got dark hair.
Yeah.
I don't think
he looks really smug.
I don't think I've ever seen Eggheads.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, he's brilliant.
We've got a clip here. Here's CJ.
I'm not somebody who suffers from lack of confidence, as most of you will know.
Okay.
But he's like the Don of this show. For me, the show is not the same without him, because he's quite rude and he's kind of like a pantomime villain as well throughout
it. If the contestants get it wrong, he makes proper smug face.
Yeah.
But does he get so bored when episodes are being filmed that he plays online chess on his phone underneath the desk?
I'm going to say real. It feels like he doesn't have to concentrate on the show.
This is like somebody that used to work on this show called Chappers. And we were having to do judging of something once. And he made us put a small television under the desk so he could watch the Man United match.
So cool.
So he wasn't actually paying any attention to what we were doing at all. He was just like looking under the desk at the small
TV. Such a legend.
Which he demanded to have put in. But CJ from Egghead, does he do the same thing with online chess? Chris?
I think it's the kind of thing that he would do because he's so sort of nonchalant about everything. He's so smarmy. He's got time to play chess under the desk. And if he can be bothered, he'll answer the questions. I think this is real.
That one is no real.
No. Okay, see if you get any more points on this one.
Taylor Swift is obsessed with the TV show CSI Crime Scene Investigation and insisted on having a cameo in the series as a murder victim so she could be investigated herself.
Oh, so cool. I am too obsessed with these kind of crimes. CSI Miami, CSI... I haven't watched it for ages. Wasn't there a Las Vegas one as well?
Yes.
I love how, if you're a celebrity, you can get roles in your favourite TV shows. You've done that. You've got the power. They obviously like it because then you'll talk about it on the radio or it just, people go, oh, look, there's a famous on The Bill or Hollyoaks,
yeah,
as you've done, or Hole in the Wall.
That's not the same, though, is it? Because that's not acting. That's me being me.
Yeah.
Do we have to bring that up again?
Easily my favourite video of you.
Yeah, but there are better ones, which is me as a policeman in Hollyoaks, where I did actually get a line. And also, yeah, the now sadly departed series The Bill. I was good in both of those.
I don't know.
And also a reporter three times in Casualty, actually.
Yeah, Paul Lang. I still think the Hole in the Wall video of you is the best. It's up there on YouTube. You can just type in Hole in the Wall.
This is nothing to do. How have we gone from CSI to Hole in the Wall?
It's
answer
hilarious.
The question. Real or no real?
You get stuck in the wall.
Yes, all right. Real or no real?
Bring on the wall.
I regret this now.
I love it because every time I mention it, loads of people go onto YouTube, look at it, and then write comments underneath, and it's nice. It keeps it alive.
That's right. Like 5 years afterwards. Is Taylor Swift so obsessed with CSI that she got a cameo as a murder victim?
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, this is a classic case of a famous person loving a show and then getting themselves on it because they love it so much.
And then writing a song about
Although, what did you say, Laura? Did you say real?
Yeah.
Well, you see, at the moment, neither of us got any points, so I kind of feel we need to ramp up the competition element of this. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Taylor was in the series, and it turned out that she was murdered by her mum with a pair of scissors, which is what she wanted. And next.
Nick Grimshaw likes to party so hard that on every holiday he's taken since he started the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, he sustained an injury.
Hmm. Come to think of it, he has always returned from holiday with an injury, I think.
Well, there was a time where he played football, let's not forget, and sprained his ankle. He's just very accident-prone.
But that was before a holiday, wasn't it? I don't know if it's so much that he's causing himself injury on holiday, but he does like to go out and have it.
He damaged a ligament in his foot, I remember, that was one. But does he do it every single holiday, what are you saying? Because he's on holiday at the moment, I don't know whether he's got the latest injury. Do you keep up to date with Nick Grimshaw on social media?
Well, I follow him on Instagram, so when I remember to go on Instagram, I see it.
Well, I think a lot of his health problems are on there from time to time.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Documented in pictures.
So what do we think? Every holiday he's had, since he started the Red One Breakfast Show, he has sustained an injury. Real or no real?
I don't think it's been every holiday. I think that's extreme. So I'm saying no real.
I think he has. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's true. So here are just some of the ones that you may have missed. He's been run over by a rickshaw. Last summer, as I said, he damaged a ligament in his foot. He pulled a muscle while bogling in Puerto Rico with Alexa Chung. At Glastonbury this year, he fell down some steps and then did the same last week in Ibiza, grazing his shin. Quote from Grimmy, I didn't even know they had steps at Glastonbury. And it is a good place to check his health on Instagram. It's all the updates on there from the hypochondriac himself. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Okay, I got absolutely nothing. I've
rubbish.
Been trounced. Laura got 20.
Yes, Laura, that set you up for the day.
Excellent.
Well, maybe not.
It's very early.
You sounded distracted there. You're not keen on the points.
I'm very keen on the points.
Or has some bread just risen and you've got to go and attend to it?
Well, the oven buzzer is going off and he's making gestures at me from inside.
Who is? The oven?
From inside the oven?
Who have you put in the oven?
I haven't put anyone in the oven. My colleague from inside is making rude gestures at me.
Okay, I've got to go.
On the phone to you.
But what's in the oven? Cakes or pasties?
Bread at the minute.
Oh yeah. You just
okay, said. I've got to go. This is confusing me. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Good morning to Connor in South Wales, who says, I sat down on my day off yesterday to watch Judge Rinder for the first time, thanks to you, Mills, and my mind is well and truly blown. Let's not forget what he said about me.
He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot.
Every day at 2 p.m., I get so... so many messages about Rinder. I think we need to like get a cut of this because we've been like the biggest advert for him.
I just want us to go along. I want us to be in the courtroom.
I would love that so much.
Also, what do you mean he likes quiche? Who first. Likes quiche after 1988?
Mm.
Weird situation yesterday in the courtroom, because I watched that episode as well, where when he gave his sort of decision, his ruling at the end, everyone clapped. It sort of felt quite uncomfortable, really.
In a courtroom?
Yeah, it didn't seem right. He didn't say anything, but it didn't seem right.
Also, can anyone explain to me what the drama was on Bake Off last night? I didn't see it. In fact, I'm not really across it at all, this series. But if what I'm seeing on Twitter this morning is true, do people really get that worked up about a baked Alaska? Saint Motel, my type. It's a good wake-up song, that.
I love that song.
You are in love with that song.
It's so good. Like, right now in the morning as well, it must sound amazing. If you're in the shower. I said this last week, I think it's an amazing song to shower to.
It's this bit, isn't it? That's what you love. Look at your little head wobble there.
I just think it kind of motivates you in the morning. And then when it kicks in. So I had this idea.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I had it first thing this morning. I thought, like, if we play this when people are in the shower, like, almost like a service. Because there's some showers down here at the BBC.
Yes.
On the bottom floor, there's, like, a load of showers.
I know. I went in there once to have a shower, and it's kind of weird. Like, don't you feel weird about having a shower at work?
Yes. Yes.
It's really odd.
It's really odd. But there's no music in there. There's no radio or anything like that.
No.
So I thought what I could do is go down there with a speaker, with this song, and just try and motivate them in the morning and get them in the mood for a good day at work. It's like a service that I'm offering, really.
Thing is, in this building, there are like 6,000 people that work at the BBC, not just at Radio 1, in like TV News, Radio 2, 3, 4, like loads and loads of people. And what happens now is a lot of people cycle into work. So I think around about now, there should be a few people in there, because what they do is they cycle into work, take off their lycra, and then have a shower and then come into the office. So now would be a good time if you're up for it.
Yeah, and I'll go down there with a speaker and just get them in the mood for a great day at work to this song.
You've still got that Bluetooth speaker?
I've got the Bluetooth speaker here, and I've also got a
megaphone to go and motivate them as well.
Well, I think you should go down to the basement, to the showers, and motivate them.
I'm keen on this. Could be a new thing.
Now?
Right now.
Okay, go.
This is BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Right, where are you, Chris?
I'm in the men's showers here at the BBC.
And what can you see?
There's like, I'd say there's a row of about 15, 16 showers all in a row, and a lot of them are on.
Okay, have you got what you need?
I've got a speaker, I've got the tunes, and I've got a megaphone.
And what's going to happen?
When I'm given the sign, I think the plan here is just to motivate everyone for a big day, get the music on, and get everyone going.
God. Okay, right. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Here we go! Morning, it's time to get washed. Hands in the air, shower block. Lather up, it's time to wash. Let's go!
What are these people? What are they thinking? Do more!
I'm going to give you one more chorus. Really go for it, this one. Lather up.
We go.
Here we go. Let's wash. Wash, wash, wash. See those hands in the air, come on.
Okay, Chris, I think that's enough now.
You are the big man, you can do this. Come on, lather up, wash it. Get it washed.
Chris, come back. I think they're awake now.
BBC Radio 1.
For a same-sex shower situation, the lyrics in Saint Motel are just perfect.
Oh, right, yeah, well, we'll gloss over that.
Just my type.
It's more the tune, isn't it?
Yeah. Were they loving it in there?
Yeah, I think it's a service that we could offer. Especially in the morning, it just felt right. It felt like a good thing to do.
Shame you didn't jump in yourself, eh?
Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Right, so many people are on about Great British Bake Off last night. I didn't see it. All I know is it's something about meringues and swans and a bin and some baked Alaska.
Why are people kicking off so much?
Oh, my God, it's so kicking off.
It's like people... It's venomous text.
It's cakes, everybody.
People are writing in caps locks.
They really are. They're so angry right now. 8:12 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. And here's our friend Luke Kempner. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now, we met Luke when we were in Edinburgh at the festival. He had his own show there, which is just finished, which is a lot of impressions.
Yes. There's 36 characters in an hour called The Only Way Is Downton. And it's good fun. And it was an amazing festival. It was good to see you lads there.
Yes. Mm. We loved it.
So now, is this your real voice at the moment?
Yeah, this is the voice that no one's heard. This is exciting.
This is the problem, is like we went and had a couple of drinks with you and stuff like that. I don't know who you are, like what you really are, because you always put on voices. So yeah. I don't know if this is just a fake voice that you're putting on.
No, this is real voice, I think.
It could be. It's a bit suspect. My girlfriend always says that she ends up waking up next to a different person every day. Mm. Lucky for her.
Oh, God, you don't do the voices in that situation, do you?
Yeah.
I suppose you would if you could.
Yeah, she loves Alan Carr at that time.
Oh, no! That's horrible.
That's so weird. Right, so Luke's going to help us with a little game this morning involving Twitter. So Luke is going to read out some tweets from famous people. Our job, Chris, is to work out if they actually tweeted it or was it tweeted by someone else, all right? So here is a real-life tweet in the voice of Tom Daley. But did Tom Daley actually write this tweet?
Oh, right.
I forgot Bake Off is still full of innuendos.
Okay, right. God, this is a challenge. So we're saying, did Tom Daley write a tweet about the Bake Off?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing, with Twitter, I don't ever really read it in their voice, but now we are having that, which is good. Can we have that again, Tom?
I forget Bake Off is still full of innuendos.
So that's what it sounds like when he speaks
it's
it.
It's really good.
But did Tom Daley say that?
But did he actually say that?
I'm saying, no, everyone knows it's full of innuendos. How can you forget that?
The problem with this game is I can't get past the voice, because now it does sound like Tom Daley has said that in my head. So I think he probably did. How are we doing this? Coming to a joint decision?
Yeah, I'm saying he did as well.
It wasn't Tom Daley.
Who was it?
It was Paul Hollywood.
Can you do a Paul Hollywood?
And he said it like this. I forgot Bake Off is still full of innuendos.
This is so good. Okay, right, so next one. Here is a real-life tweet in the voice of Harry Redknapp. But did Harry write it?
Justin Timberlake's just passed me on the M54 interchange to Telford. Now, that's something you don't tweet every day.
Oh, this is too good.
So, did Harry get overtaken by Justin Timberlake on a motorway?
I don't think Harry Redknapp would tweet about... Do you know who Harry Redknapp is, by the way, Scott?
Football.
Yeah. I don't think he would tweet about Justin Timberlake.
Would he know who he was?
I'm not sure he would.
Okay. How old is Harry Redknapp, please?
I don't know, really. 50s?
Okay. So a former football player who is now one of them pundits.
No, he's a football manager.
Manager.
Yeah.
I knew that. Can we have that again in the voice of Harry, please, Luke?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's just passed me on the M54 interchange to Telford. Now, that's something you don't tweet every day.
I don't think he would, Scott. I don't think he would tweet
it. Doesn't know who it is. Did he say it?
No, he didn't.
Who was it?
It was Alan Carr.
So it would have gone like this.
Justin Timberlake has just passed me on the M54 interchange to Telford. Now, that's something you don't tweet every day.
This is my new favourite game.
There's so much power you must be able to have through doing all these voices.
It's mostly just phoning up people and winding them up.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure there's so much stuff we can do with you.
Yes. Okay. Another real life tweet now. In the voice of Alan Carr. But did Alan actually say this on Twitter?
I've lost too many friends to Calippos.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
But it is totally the kind of thing that he would tweet.
Exactly.
And I'm sure I've seen him tweet about a Calippo before.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm saying, yes, it's Alan Carr.
Yes, it's Alan Carr.
And
yes.
He said,
I've lost too many friends to Calippos.
We're with impressionist Luke Kempner. Now, here is a real-life tweet in the voice of Andy Murray. But did actual Andy Murray tweet this?
This little idiot just smacked me round the face with a pizza slice, and now I'm deaf in one ear.
How do you move between them so quickly?
I don't know. I just sort of, I've imagined them in my head and sort of imagine, yeah, just sort of see them saying it and then hopefully the voice, I remember the voice.
Can you do conversations between people?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We can make our own celebrity beef.
Between Tom Daly and Andy Murray.
Okay. Andy, I just don't think, like, I know you won gold at the Olympics, but I think my bronze was better.
I don't really know about that, Tom. I think my gold is actually better than a bronze.
They're pretty much the same colour, Andy.
Well, I don't know about that. I think they're just slightly different shades.
Oh, yeah, every single shade. 50 shades of gold.
You see, you can create, you could have hours of fun. I'd never leave the house. So what did Andy Murray say again?
This little idiot just smacked me around the face with a pizza slice, and now I'm deaf in one ear.
No, I don't think he would say that.
Do you not?
No, I think it's a little bit too much information. Andy's tweets tend to be mostly just about sport, in my experience.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm saying no. You agreeing?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Was it Andy Murray that tweeted that?
No, yeah. It wasn't.
Who was it?
It was the voice of Nick Grimshaw.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
This little idiot just smacked me round the face with a pizza slice, and now I'm deaf in one ear.
And next one, this is a real life tweet in the voice of Rylan. You know Rylan. But did he actually say this on Twitter?
When you answer the front door in your pants and Union J World have made a surprise visit to inspect the new gaff. Love yous, kiss kiss.
I think that sounds like a right. That sounded right.
Yes. Why would Union J turn up in their pants? Maybe something to do with that, the Big Brother show.
I've seen Rylan in his pants.
I think everyone has.
Do you remember that was a low?
Yeah.
Low moment.
He didn't seem to mind. He's one of those that will just strip off anywhere. Yes. You know, like if you are in the gym and there's always a shower, isn't there? Mm. That's him. It's like, seriously, we don't all need to see it.
Here's another business idea for you, Luke, right? So you know those premium rate phone lines that you could call if you wanted to?
Who? Are they still on?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
59p.
But you could be like a celebrity, one of those.
Oh, yeah.
If you were willing to be like a bit kind of...
Sell out.
Yeah, if you were going to sell out with it and were willing to kind of be quite rude.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Could be good, that. Like, for example...
Let's do it.
Let's say...
Come on. It's not. Mary Berry. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. What would Mary Berry sound like?
Well, let's say...
What do you want me to do?
You've decided to...
She'd say, would you like me to take your buns out?
Yeah. Great.
I'm saying with the Rylan one, yes, that happened. Mm. Did he tweet that, Luke?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Okay, here's one, and it is Mary Berry, but is it from actual Mary Berry on Twitter?
Hashtag saucepans.
Oh, it was short but sweet. Does Mez Bez use hashtags?
Yeah.
Does she?
But I think that she'd make it quite short, because she doesn't really know what she's doing. She probably sent it by mistake.
Hashtag saucepans.
She was probably texting like someone else about saucepans, and it just went on Twitter by mistake. I'm saying yes to that.
Oh, go on then, yep.
It wasn't.
Oh,
who
no.
was it?
It was Judge Rinder.
Why?
I think he would say it like this. Hashtag saucepans.
Yes. Yeah. And now you can imagine it a bit more. It'll be because that was one of the cases that they were fighting.
All right. What about saucepans?
Yeah.
Oof. Okay, one more. Here is the voice of Bruno Tognoli, judge on Strictly. But did he actually tweet this?
Okay, hold tabs. I've got no clue what's good and what's not. Any ideas?
That's one of my favourites.
That's him.
Because I've forgotten which one Bruno was and then suddenly remembered.
He's the one that stands up and sounds like this.
He says, Scold, you are bewitching warlock. You have taken dance and make and ditch the temple of dance.
That's a great
one. What he's going to say to me. Or not. Can we have that again? The actual tweet.
Okay, hold tabs. I've got no clue what's good and what's not. Any ideas?
Right, he is 100% the kind of person that would have a hot tub.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
He really would. And I tell you who else he would invite to his hot tub party. Gino De Campo.
Oh, yes, lads.
It? And they just talk Italian in there all night while having a glass of cava.
A hot tub?
He did not.
Oh, who was it?
It was Rylan Clark.
Oh, yes, actually, another person who's a prime candidate. It would have sounded like this.
Okay, hot tubs. I've got no clue what's good and what's not. Any ideas, Kiss?
Do you do requests, Luke, just for this show?
Yeah.
Can you do Andy Murray requesting the hot tub, that tweet? It's kind of how I would like Andy Murray's Twitter to be.
Okay. Hot tubs. I've got no clue what's good and what's not. Any ideas?
That's how it should be, isn't it? On Andy Murray's Twitter.
Totally, yes. Can I have the one about Union J in their pants?
Or the Roland Clark one?
Yeah, yeah, but in the voice of Tom Daley, please.
Okay.
Bit weird.
When you answer the front door in your pants and Union J World have made a surprise visit to inspect the new gaff. Love yous, kiss kiss.
Luke, thank you so much for coming in to us today
thank
and playing
you so
this little
much.
Twitter game.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to you if you're one of the people who are absolutely outraged by Great British Bake Off last night. Just a warning here. There is going to be...
Right.
There is going to be a plot spoiler. So if you've recorded a programme about flipping cakes and you don't know, want to know the end of it, this is your...
You're going to be arrested?
10-second warning. Turn the radio down. I don't want beef all day from people going, oh, you ruined the end. There's loads of people going, Scott, can you just stop saying it's just cakes? Mate, it's just cakes. So, Great British Bake Off last night. There was such drama over baked Alaskas. Do you know what? Other people in other countries will be looking at the tweets from Great Britain overnight and this morning and going, how ridiculous.
I haven't seen this yet.
It makes us a laughing stock. That's what it does.
Despite the plot spoiler that I think you're about to issue, I think it's good to know now and I look forward to watching it.
Drama unfolded last night as they set up this challenge.
Morning, bakers, and welcome to your Showstopper Challenge. Now, Paul and Mary would like you to make something fabulously retro. It's a baked Alaska.
What even is that? So, a baked Alaska was the challenge last night, but Diana was worried hers was soft.
She's like liquid. It's yours. Good heavens.
The other person in the drama was Ian. Sue loved Ian.
That beard, by the way. It's almost like an extra centimetre of it. I want you to stay in this competition for so many reasons, not least because you will be a russet Gandalf by the time we finish this.
I don't know what that means.
That one?
But remember, if you're doing a baked Alaska, you need to keep it in the freezer.
Freezer, 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 freezer.
It's 25 degrees.
Can I put this in the freezer?
And the bakers need to keep their Alaskas cold while they get the meringues ready for piping.
Oh, the drama.
Why does everything sound rude on the Bake Off? Literally everything.
And then the incident occurred.
OK, bakers, 15 minutes, please. 15 minutes.
Where's my ice cream?
It's here. Sorry, Ian. Well, that, you've got your own freezer,
haven't
you?
Someone's took it out of the freezer. This is all melted. Why would you take ice cream out of the freezer?
Why would you take ice cream out of the freezer?
I mean, it's huge. To be fair, why would you?
I know. So, she took his ice cream out of the freezer, Diana. And, I mean, the amount of people tweeting about the absolute injustice as Ian basically presented Paul and Mary with a bin. That's right, he showed them the bin. The first time that Paul and Mary have ever been presented with a bin on Great British Bake Off.
Apparently, people are calling it the bincident.
because seriously?
Yeah, because he chucked it in a bin and then unbelievably presented the bin.
Wow, I mean, this is big news, right? This, like, smashes X Factor and Strictly.
I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know what the end result was. I don't want to know, you know, because I haven't seen it yet.
The bincident. Just cakes, guys. Just saying. Right, so...
well, what
Twitter.
Do you think? Do you think he did it on purpose? What's your take on this? If we can put
know.
A quote out in
I
the
don't
press.
Know. I don't care. But here is when Twitter absolutely erupted last night. Listen to these.
Are you kidding? It wasn't his fault. She took his ice cream out the fridge.
So that was a response as it happened last night, the bincident. And then people still annoyed this morning.
Still absolutely reeling from the injustice of last night.
And
bring back
one.
Ian.
This one.
Please retweet if you believe in hashtag justice for Ian.
And another.
In absolute shock at the scandal I have just witnessed on GBBO. Diana, how can you live with yourself?
And another one with the hashtag.
You didn't quite You didn't even apologise, Diana. Hashtag justice for Ian.
And more on the ice cream.
How can you take someone's ice cream out the freezer? Not only should he be eliminated for that, she should also be arrested.
Wow.
I know. And another.
Ian's Alaska was out the freezer for 40 seconds.
Right, so is this actual Sue Perkins doing this one now, yeah?
That's it. No sabotage. 40 seconds of normal temp would not be enough to reduce it to liquid.
There we are. So that's actual Sue Perkins speaking. And another.
Scott, please stop saying it's just cakes. Mm. GBBO is so much more than just cakes. Last night, there was a sabotage and drama which resulted in a devastating loss.
And I've got one more here, which Sue Perkins tweeted last night as it went off. Just read up to cakes, please.
All getting a little inflammatory for my liking. I'm off. This is a show about cakes. Please, let's save the ire for cakes. Real stuff.
There we are, you see. So I said it was all about cakes. Sue Perkins said it's all about cakes. So can that be the end of it, please?
Oh, no, I think justice for Ian.
Right, what's happening today? Prince William and Prince Harry have told Matt LeBlanc they are desperate for the Friends cast to reunite.
Wow.
I absolutely love Friends. You know, it's like 20 years ago, Friends, now, but it's still on every day on some channel.
Is that likely to happen?
I don't think so. However, if, like, a royal was like, it must happen, it'll happen. Rita Ora has signed up for 2 Fifty Shades of Grey sequels. This will make you happy. That's right, there's 2 more movies. I don't think she's in it for very long, but she's playing Mia, who is the sister of Christian Grey. So the first film's out next year, and she is apparently on board for the 2 follow-ups.
I mean, that's good news, but I wasn't 100% sure that this trilogy thing was confirmed, was it?
It's definitely on.
Is it going to be another Lord of the Rings?
Yes, it is. But with Harry Styles. All girls love him, right? But also men want to look like him. It's true. With his lush locks, hair salons in the UK have seen a 200% increase in the number of men asking for hair extensions to add length and thickness to their locks after Lily Allen said she spotted Hazza getting hair extensions on Twitter. Miley Cyrus's date from the VMAs is wanted by the police. You know the man who accompanied Miley to the MTV Video Music Awards? Yeah, he's wanted by the police in Oregon. They have an outstanding arrest warrant for him, alleging that he had violated the terms of his probation. And the Instagram that is everything for me today is Donatella Versace, off of clothes and being orange, accepting the ice bucket challenge. Please look this up and listen to her roar when the ice hits.
Accept the ice bucket challenge. I nominate Pedro Almodovar, yep, Pharrell, and Prince.
Oh?
And not just here, Prince, to ruin my makeup. Please donate. No, paper.
I love her. The Scott Mills Daily. And here's Caroline Flack. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. So Caroline is about to play Innuendo Bingo for the first time.
I take it, have you seen other videos of this?
Yeah, you get quite wet, don't you?
Yeah, be right, yeah.
Does anyone not get wet?
No. Well, it depends how much you want to get involved.
There have been a few instances of people not giving out the water because they don't find it funny at all.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant, yeah.
Will Ferrell being one of them, not interested, but
no, really?
He's hilarious on it because he just sits there with like a mouthful like, not funny, not funny. Now, like, yeah, could we, you played the spoons last time you were on, I think.
Did I play them on your leg?
You did, yeah. Why was that?
Because she's good at it.
I think you were asking me if I had any special skills. And that's the only kind of special skill I have. So I haven't played them since, to be honest. That was the last time I played them, yeah.
Oh. Now, I'll cut to the chase here, Caroline. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of stuff in the press and on the internet over the last few weeks that you might be doing Strictly Come Dancing. So I'm going to ask you, are you doing Strictly Come Dancing?
Well,
yes! I knew all this because I saw Caroline yesterday. So we've had to make up this thing of like, oh hi, I've not seen you for months.
So you actually are doing it?
Yes, I'm actually doing Strictly Come Dancing.
Ah!
Oh, you know, God! The idea of doing it is, it's exciting. And then yesterday we had our first day, and where I saw Scott, and you saw everyone, and you met everyone who's taken part, and suddenly the reality kicked in, and you're like, hold on a minute.
It was like first
day
at school.
Can I do this? It was like first day at school.
Everyone is lovely. There's three names still to be announced, but Caroline is the next person announced for Strictly Come Dancing.
Woohoo!
Which, by the way, is on for the first time on the 7th of September, so not long now.
No, not at all.
Are you actually a good dancer, would you say?
Yeah, I bet she is.
Well,
yeah, she can do
it. Like dancing. I love dancing, in fact.
But
I like,
sober.
But I've, sober, I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But, like, doing things like the cha-cha and the salsa, I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
But you will be a good mover.
How do you know that?
I can just tell. You've just got it in you. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think?
Yeah. Whereas me? Not so much.
So, you look very nice in your velvet purple suit yesterday.
Well, thanks for that.
Do you know what? Scott was the only one in the whole room that got away with not having sparkles on. Haven't you?
That's because I've made really good friends with the wardrobe lady. That'll change by week three. If I'm still on, I'll be like, yes, pass me the sequins.
So here's the thing, right? You two have got to like each other, but actually you're going to be against each other on this show, really, aren't you? I mean, one of you's got to go further than the other.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about that.
No, I haven't thought about that either.
However, I have got a plan to sabotage Pixie Lock, because she's probably going to be quite good.
She is going to be good.
Got her shoes.
No way.
Yes, I have.
Did you get them yesterday? I've got those.
Yeah, are they the same as yours? Yeah,
they're the same as mine. Yeah,
I think everyone's
got
the same.
Scott, are they similar to yours?
No, mine are a flatter heel. But
Are you allowed to talk about your code name? That we've had these code names.
Are we allowed to say that?
I think we are now.
What's
yours? We've had these code names for like the last couple of weeks,
where
we've had to turn up to these medicals and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to say, "Oh, it's Caroline Flack coming in for medical." You have to walk in and go, "Oh, hello, it's Chameleon here for my medical."
You Chameleon?
I'm Chameleon.
Oh wow!
But why are you the Chameleon?
Well, someone said that sounds a bit shifty to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mine's...
So I don't know.
Mine's Salamander. Well, that's quite Bond, right?
So what else is there? Komodo dragon?
Panther.
Yeah, there's Panther. There was
Firefly.
Guinea pig.
Hummingbird.
Guinea pig.
Yeah, the guinea pig's arriving.
Yeah. No. But like, literally, let's say it was guinea pig, right? After you've finished, there will be a car outside and it'll say guinea pig.
Oh yeah, because that's really secret.
It's so secret. But how exciting that you're doing it.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. I really am.
Because you were saying to me that last week when you had to do like your Strictly interview, where you have to be like, "Hi, I'm Caroline Flack," and you were really ill, weren't you?
I picked up a really bad virus when I was away, and I was you know when you're ill, when you can't remember anything, when you're sort of bedridden, you can't lift your head.
Yeah.
I was like that. They had to get the medic out while I was there.
Right, an X Factor, they would have filmed all that. You'd have been on. Will Caroline make it through the night? And then, she's back!
So I can't remember what I said in my thing.
Oh, well, that'd be good then.
It'd be nice to see it back.
That'd be nice on the first show. Can't remember any of it. Well, listen, I'm really pleased that I've got you there for me.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm really pleased you're there as well. I feel like I've got a buddy.
Today we've got to do a group rehearsal.
Yeah, we have. It's the first time we're going to learn proper moves, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've actually got to dance today, so that's...
And we get to meet all the dancers today.
That's scary. Yeah, but we don't know who our dancers
are.
No,
we don't.
Like, they don't tell you that until the show.
I think they might size us up, though.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to be looking at us thinking, oh...
Someone going to be there with a tape measure going, no.
Are you hoping for someone, Caroline?
No, I just want someone who's going to look at me, put their hand on my shoulder and go, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just someone comfortable.
Right, yes, exactly. Someone comfortable. I say, Caroline is going to play Inu and a Bingo in a moment, just as a little warm-up for Strictly. We did it with Craig Revel Horwood on Tuesday.
Ooh, how
he loved it.
Did he?
He didn't. No, but he was good. It was good fun. So assume positions, right, ladies, okay, gents, and we'll play it after this, and you can watch it on the Radio 1 website after Duke DuMont. Caroline Flack is here. She's doing Strictly.
Woo!
I'm very pleased about this. Someone to hug when times get hard. Okay, let's turn on the Radio 1 website cameras.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yes, this is happening. Caroline Flack's about to play Inu na Bingo. If that sounds like something that might interest you, then go to the Radio 1 website right now. You can watch it as well as listen.
I'm really nervous.
What? Seriously? There's more to be nervous about today, Caroline.
How much... this is going to take the edge off, though, I think.
Yeah, I think...
Well, and how much water do I have to put in my mouth?
Loads. Just really fill your cheeks.
Yeah.
Like, so my cheeks are like hamster cheeks?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the one.
Now, just remember, the first spray is the deepest, and what will happen is it will hit your face quite hard, but don't swear.
Because other people...
Don't
sugar.
Because other people have... well, we had a terrible incident last week with Hodor.
It was bad.
Oh, no.
So, please
don't
swear.
Oh, my God, this is quite scared, because I don't like water in my face.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you're on the right show.
It's cold.
Okay.
Ready.
Oof. Here we go, then.
Oh, okay.
It's Caroline Flack. It's quite cold water, so that's why sometimes it can be a little shocking on first arrival onto the face. Are you ready?
I might do it again.
Okay. And there's no hands rule, so if it comes out, just make sure it's over him. First, we go to Good Morning Britain from earlier in the week. And here is the lovely Kate Garraway, keeping us up to date on all the current trends.
Mm.
Yes?
Sorry.
Not in the bin, Caroline, on him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just there for show. Anyway, Kate Garraway's keeping us up to date on all the current trends. Kate seems very pleased about this news.
Some happier news now, you'll be pleased to know. The bush is back.
Oh, my God!
See what I mean?
Welcome to the game. Oh.
We've lost...
You're right.
I wasn't there for that. Oh, my God.
Describe how you feel.
Oh, wow. This is great.
Wet.
Were you aware the bush had made a comeback, Caroline?
The bush is back.
The bush is back.
Massey and Stoke, we spotted that article there about Kate Bush. Okay, moving on. In fact, let's stay on that same episode of Daybreak now. And the next guest was comedian Brian Connolly, who still has a lot of stamina for a man of his age.
I know, love, I know. I've gone through many decades now, and I'm still bashing it out. I can't fathom it out, but I am.
Oh, Caroline, you weren't expecting this today.
That's a good one.
Oh, God. How do you get so much water in there? You look like you've got a small mouth.
That's a bit harsh.
Oh, wow. This is worth watching, FYI.
Oh, God.
If you want to go to the Radio 1 website, it's on your mobile phone as well.
No. Scott, it's one of those, the eye...
Oh, not the eyelashes again. Oh, no, this last happened with Charlotte Crosby. Are they on your face?
You're spraying me so much it's preventing my spray from going through your spray.
No, the thing is, you just need to get there first.
It is. It's okay, like meeting in the middle and just coming right back in your face.
It's a strength. It's a long game.
I'm still bashing it out.
Thanks, Brian. Now, our favourite clip from Tuesday was when we had Craig Revel Horwood on. He loved it. So we're going to do it again. We're going to cross to location. And Kirsty is in danger of getting overexcited and doing something she will regret.
Gents, we are in an eel and pie house. Sum up what you're looking for before I open my pie hole too wide.
Not again, Caroline.
I haven't worn any spare jeans.
You're going straight to dancing after this. You're going home. Maybe home.
I'm drenched.
Genuine shock is happening right now. Kirsty, you're up there.
Before I open my pie hole too wide.
Kirsty. Okay. All right. Come on, Caroline.
Okay.
So now we are going over to this week's University Challenge. And while everyone's always impressed with the natural beauty of Cambridge, this student really loves it.
The second thing is when I came to visit, I was just overwhelmed by what a beautiful place this is. So I came.
That's a good one.
That's good, isn't it? Sometimes Cambridge just gets you like that, right?
So I can.
Yeah. Laura spotted that one. Thank you, Laura.
Where?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You just got to go for it now. Like, you're wet. You know? What's going to happen? You're into it now. Okay, now over to the BBC Weather Bulletin from Monday night on Inuna Bingo. And the presenter seems to get a little distracted mid-forecast while thinking about his plans
for the following day.
The rain is going to come back, and not just rain, but wind too.
What? Yes, Chris. In your face. Go on, Caroline. Flax back.
She's back.
She's back.
Okay. Okay, let's see if we... What now? Let's see if we can get through this weather one.
The rain is going to come back, and not just rain, but wind too. We could be touching gale in places.
Please look out for gales this weekend. Okay. Thank you, Mel in Wolverhampton, for that one. Okay, just a few more.
Okay. There's more?
Yeah.
It's worth watching this one, isn't it?
It really is a good one, this. If you can't watch it now, watch it on YouTube later.
Oh, God.
Okay, now a classic clip from a nature documentary with Kate Humble. Now, I know the bush is back, Kate.
The bush is back.
But no one wants things to grow this wild and out of control. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. All right, we all know what is going to be in the bingo now, so let's just try and brace ourselves for it.
Okay.
I think that's the thing about being in an area that is so huge with, you know, quite thick, impenetrable bush.
Caroline is having to now shield herself with her hands. Oh, my God, your hair.
I've been filmed today.
I know. It's fine. They'll touch you up.
It's a new look.
It's a wet look. It's like you've just done a calendar. Okay, now two more. Sorry, Alice Levine. With you in a second. To the football commentary on Five Live now.
Okay.
And as Robbie Savage takes to the microphone, he lets us know a little bit too much detail about Joe Hart's recent difficulties.
I think what Joe Hart needed most last season was a good number two.
Those number two jokes.
I know, brilliant.
A good number two.
Oh, need a good number two sometimes. Okay, now let's end with the classic. And it's from BBC Solent presenter Sam Fraser, who had a very, very busy weekend. Here we go.
So, that was quite a new experience. The wind in my hair wrapped my legs around Jonathan. He took me up the bypass.
It's a classic. Sorry, Caroline. Oh, my word, look at her jeans. Are you all right?
Played.
Are you okay, hon?
Big tens. Well,
Okay, she's not saying anything now. Are you annoyed with me?
I just don't know what I'm going to do.
What do you mean?
For the rest of the day.
I can lend you a T-shirt. It's fine.
Oh, thanks. What about your jeans?
You can borrow these.
Are you going straight to dancing now?
Straight to rehearsal.
No one will know.
No one's going to know.
Oh, God.
That was great. Okay. Get this lady a towel. That was Caroline Flack, Innuendo Bingo. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those were the best bits of Thursday's show. Grimmy is back on Monday, so it's our last breakfast show tomorrow morning when you wake up from 6:30. Tomorrow we'll be joined by the amazing Keith Lemon.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.